主是圣名啊，开始我们上午的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning service.
好，我们一起来唱诗181首。
Let's sing a hymn together, 181.
Thank you.
哈利路亚，感谢主赐恩典啊，我们能够在这几天在这边一起来做学习。
Hallelujah, thank the Lord for His grace. We have the opportunity to study together these few days.
那我们这次有机会以帖撒罗尼迦前书啊做我们学习的主要内容。
We have the opportunity to study First Thessalonians for our content.
帖撒罗尼迦前后书是很值得每一个信徒都用心去查考的书卷。
The First and Second Thessalonians are really good books for us to study.
它被称为大患难中的教会，帖撒罗尼迦教会。
The church in Thessalonica is known as the church of great tribulation.
时间很短，它建立的时间很短。
The time of its establishment was short.
它面对的患难考验很大。
The persecution they faced were great.
但是它却长成了一棵更美的神迦级的果树。
But it became a very, an even more beautiful tree.
但是真的有时候，真的我们的环境影响我们。
Sometimes our environments do influence us.
不同的环境造就出不一样的体魄。
Different environments create different results.
所以在患难当中，教会成长了。
So in persecution, the church grew.
当他们没有被打倒，患难只会使他们更加的坚强。
When they are not defeated by these difficulties, they became stronger.
所以我们的环境直接影响我们的信仰。
So our environments have a direct impact on our faith.
困难的环境造就强健的心灵。
A difficult environment produces a very strong heart.
很多人都喜欢住在南加州，哈。
A lot of people like to live in Southern California.
就是你们的啦，哈。
That is you.
都喜欢住在这里，好多人都喜欢搬来这里啊。
A lot of people like to move here.
为什么喜欢搬来这里？
Why is that the case?
因为说这边天气好嘛。
Because the weather here is nice.
不会下暴风雪。
It doesn't really have that many storms.
没有龙卷风。
There are no hurricanes.
只是有地震。
There are only earthquakes.
说天气不错。
And the weather itself is nice.
其实好像越来越热哈。
It seems that it might be getting warmer here.
但是很多人很喜欢这里啊。
But a lot of people like it here.
所以有时候教会办一些活动哦。
So sometimes when the church hold events.
如果这个活动是办在东岸的时候哈。
When the events are being held in the East Coast.
我们就会常常看到很多西岸的青年好冷啊，好冷啊。
We see a lot of the Southern California participants complaining that it's very cold.
所以东岸我们常常笑西岸哦。
So the East Coast members often laugh at the West Coast members.
为什么？因为环境嘛，我们平常没有这种面对这种环境的天气的变化。
That's because here we don't usually face this kind of weather changes.
但是有时候如果从加拿大下来的弟兄姐妹哦。
But sometimes there are members from Canada.
纽约的信徒说好冷啊，好冷啊！加拿大的信徒还在穿短袖啊。
When they see that the East Coast members complaining how cold it is, they are actually still wearing short sleeves.
上去年还跟我说，哇，你们这里天气很好。
Last year they even told me the weather here is so nice.
因为多伦多在下冰雪啊。
Because Toronto is actually
那种就是那个 不是冰雹而已啊，那个冰到整个教会灵学生灵会要取消啊。
So in Toronto, there were, the snow was so icy that they actually had to cancel the student spiritual convocation.
那个教会断水、断电、断暖气啊。
The church actually lost power and also water supply.
啊，结果黄传道去学生年会一天就回来了。
When Preacher Huang went there to help out, he came back just after one day.
好冷啊，好冷啊。
It was so cold there.
啊，所以啊，那个当他们加拿大的学生啊，下来参加我们的学，下来美东岸参加学生联会哦。
When the Canadian students come down to attend the convocation in the East Coast,
还跟我们说，哎，你们这里天气不错啊。
They would say to us, your weather here is so nice.
才下个小雪而已啊。
It's only a very small snowy.
哎，真的啊，不同的环境造就不同的体魄。
So different kind of environments will bring about different results.
啊，不同的考验造就一个不同的心灵。
And also different kind of tribulation will create different kind of hearts.
哦，所以帖撒罗尼迦教会，神把它放在大患难当中。
God placed the Church of Thessalonica in great tribulation.
却从火炼的试验里面结出更美的果实来。
But because of this fiery tribulation, they have more beautiful fruit.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章哦。
In chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians.
保罗说你们的信心、爱心、盼望都能够作为众教会的榜样。
Paul said that your faith, love, and hope can be example for churches.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章。
In chapter 2.
保罗就分享他自己侍奉主的精神给众圣，给教会作为一个学习。
Paul shared his spirit of servitude for example of to the churches.
那有时候我在想，保罗为什么第二章要谈到他自己呀？
Sometimes I thought to myself, why would Paul talk about himself in chapter 2?
因为保罗觉得用他自己可以作为教会的榜样。
Because Paul thought that he could be an example to the church.
有时候我们在想啊，我们给我们的后代子女留下一个什么样的榜样啊？
Sometimes we can think about what type of example are we leaving behind.
当有一天我们的后代子孙想到我们。
When our children or descendants think of us,
他们想到什么？
What would they think of?
我们来看一下《申命记》的第一章哦。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
申命记的第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
申命记的第一章第一节哦。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 1.
这里说以下所记的是摩西在约旦河东的旷野苏佛对面的亚拉巴就是巴兰陀佛拉班哈喜路底萨哈中间向以色列众人所说的话、哦、那其实 我每次看这一节经节都很有感触啊。
Every time when I come across this verse, I'm very moved.
他说我生命记就是摩西留下给百姓最后的话、啊。
Deuteronomy is the last word which Moses left for the Israelites.
也借着他的话给百姓留下一条道路。
And also through these words, he left behind a way for them.
怎么样得福气？
How can they receive blessing?
什么叫做敬虔？
What is considered reverence?
如何最终可以得到应许？
AndHow to have promise.
所以摩西留下的话影响后代子孙的后代子子孙孙。
So the words that Moses left behind really affected all the descendants.
保罗留下他生命的榜样影响后代、影响世世代代的教会。
Paul left his example behind and that affected all the churches that came after.
那我们今天要问问自己啊。
So today we need to ask ourselves.
我们今天到底留下什么给我们以后来的人？
What have we left behind for those who come after us?
不管是我们自己的孩子。
Doesn't matter if it's our own children.
还是以后的信徒。
Or members in the future.
我们到底留下了什么？
What have we left behind?
能不能给人做出榜样？
Can we be an example?
能不能让人怀念我们的作为？
Will people remember our deeds?
能不能使后代子孙作为学习？
Can we actually be a learning example to our descendants?
并且看到如何侍奉神？
Can they see how we serve God?
所以在这里保罗第二章就留下他侍奉的榜样，让帖撒罗尼迦教会学习。
So in chapter 2, Paul left his his servitude example for the Thessalonica church.
这是一种在神面前对自己信仰的把握。
This is actually a certainty or a confidence that one has before God.
我们叫做侍奉中问心无愧啊。
We can say that in servitude there is no question.
那我们昨天又谈到啊，保罗继续说，你们要更加的勉励。
Yesterday, we continued to talk about how Paul said that we need to continue to encourage.
因为信仰这一条路啊，不进则退，没有停留的。
Because the journey of faith actually has to go forward. There is no such thing as staying put.
当我们今天没有进步，我们就是在退步。
If we are not moving forward, we are naturally moving backward.
因为你信主的时间越来越长。
Because as we believe longer.
所以神对我们的期望就越来越高。
The expectation from God would be higher.
所以我们必须要能够不断的每天的更加勉励。
That's why we need to continue and do more of encouragement every day.
就像以色列人一样啊。
Just like the Israelites.
以色列人当他们要过红海的时候。
When they were about to cross River Jordan.
他们什么都不会。
Sorry, Red Sea. They did not know anything.
只会吵，只会闹，只会哭。
They only knew to complain and murmur and cry.
但是40年之后，当他们要过约旦河啦。
But 40 years later, when they're about to cross River Jordan.
同样是过大河。
It was also crossing a very big body of water.
这一次神对他们的要求就不一样啦。
But this time, God had a different expectation.
40年前他们什么都不用做。
40 years ago, they needed to do nothing.
结果神就跟摩西说摩西你叫那个红海分开就好啦。
So God told Moses, just tell the Red Sea to part.
他们就过去啦。
And that's how they crossed.
但是我们如果看约书亚记
But if we look at Joshua,
40年之后可不是这么简单啊。
It wasn't this easy 40 years later.
神对约书亚说
God said to Joshua,
他说你叫祭司脚先入水。
Ask the priest to first step into the water.
站在河中河才会开啊。
They have to stand in the midst of the river and then the river will part.
你可以祷告。
You can pray.
你可以祈求。
You can ask.
你可以倒在地上滚来滚去的哭嚎。
You can fall onto the ground and roll about crying.
但是如果你的脚不先踏入水，很抱歉，河不会为你开的。
But if your feet do not enter into the water first, unfortunately, the river will not part.
这个叫做成长啊。
This is called growth.
这叫做更高的要求。
This is called higher expectation.
对啊，神对我们的要求会随着我们信主的时间越来越高哦。
So God's expectation of us will continue to increase as we believe longer.
就像一个父母亲对孩子的期盼会随着他的年纪也越来越高啊。
Just like how parents expect more of the children as they grow.
小孩子一岁两岁的时候，他要是自己会吃东西，你就好棒好棒好棒啊。
When a child is only a year or 2 years, years old, then the parents would be very impressed if they can eat by themselves.
吃的到处都是也没有关系啊。
They can actually spill food everywhere, but it didn't matter.
我第一次帮我姐姐喂小孩的时候
The first time I helped my older sister to feed her kid.
那时候练习嘛，没有喂过嘛。
It was a practice for me because I had never done it before.
喂两一口两口很得意啊，他听我的话很乖啊，都吃饭啊。
It was very fun to feed the kid for about just 2 bites.
然后我一转头
But when I turned my head,
他就把整盘饭倒在自己的头上。
And the kid actually took up the entire tray of food and put it on himself.
那时候小孩他只要自己会吃饭，你就觉得他好棒啦。
So at that time, when you can see that a kid can eat by himself, it's already very impressive.
但是如果今天你活到20岁啦。
But if you are 20 years old today,
你自己会吃饭，你妈妈不会给你拍手，好棒好棒啊。
Just because you know how to eat by yourself, your mother would not clap for you.
因为你应该要成长。
This is because you are expected to grow.
因为你本来就应该要学会啊。
You are supposed to learn how to do so.
所以随着年纪的增长，父母亲对我们的期望会增加。
As we age, our parents' expectation of us will also increase.
随着我们信主越长，神对我们的期望也会不断的增加。
The longer we believe in the Lord, God's expectation of us will also increase.
所以昨天我们提到神在这里保罗说我们要更加的勉励啊。
As we mentioned yesterday, Paul said that we need to encourage even more.
要不断地鼓励自己，要求自己，推自己一把。
To require of yourself and to push yourself.
我们来看提撒罗尼迦前书的第五章哈。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 5.
提撒罗尼迦前书的第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
这个是保罗在这一个结尾给他们留下最后的交代。
This is the admonishment from Paul. At the end.
我们来看第五章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，弟兄们，论到这时候日期，不用我写信给你们了。第二节。
2.
因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。第三节。
3.
人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，绝不能逃脱。第四节。
4.
弟兄们啊，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。第五节。
5.
你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子，你们不是属黑暗的，也不是属幽暗的。在这里呢，保罗最后留下给他们的一个提醒。
Here, Paul left behind these last reminders.
那告诉当时帖撒罗尼迦的教会的信徒啊，不要失去了盼望啊。
He told them not to lose hope.
那因为有时候啊，你在患难当中遇到压力。
Because sometimes in persecution we feel pressured.
你会觉得很痛苦。
We feel very painful.
你有时候祷告没有听到回音。
We don't get an answer in our prayer.
你祈求神没有给你开路。
We pray and feel that God does not open a way.
有时候啊，人就会渐渐的失去那个盼望的心啊。
That's when we start to lose hope.
当那个时候啊，他们都知道说耶稣快来，耶稣快来啊。
At that time, they knew that Jesus was coming soon.
但是他们对耶稣快来的观念啊，可能跟你我今天不太一样啊。
But their concept of Jesus coming soon.May not be the same as yours or mine.
他们那个时候讲耶稣快来啊，他可能以为啊下个礼拜就来了。
To them, it is as if Jesus was coming the week after.
他了不起，再等个三个月吧。
Maybe at most another 3 months.
一年呢，怎么还没有来呢？
And why did he not come yet after a year?
我们今天已经过了2000年了。
Today we know that it has been 2000 years.
所以站在我们今天，我们知道可能很久，可能很快，不知道的。
Standing in our shoes today, we think that it might be another long period of time, or it may be tomorrow.
但是啊，当时候的人不知道哦。
But at the time, they did not know.
他们以为耶稣再来呀，很快呀，过两个礼拜就来啦。
They were thinking that Jesus was really going to come soon.
如果两个礼拜就来，咬咬牙，忍一忍就过去了嘛。
If it's only 2 weeks longer, then I just had to, hold on to this 2 more weeks.
但是啊，等来等去，一天过一天，一个礼拜过一个礼拜，怎么没有再来呢？
But as they kept waiting, they realized that 1 week after another, Jesus still didn't come.
所以啊，一方面生活遇到大挑战。
On one hand, they faced great difficulties in life.
然后信仰受到大逼迫。
Their faith was greatly persecuted.
一方面看不到耶稣啊，你在哪里？耶稣啊，你什么时候再来？
On another,They could not see the coming of Jesus.
所以有些人啊，就逐渐在患难压力当中，信仰渐渐软弱啊。
Therefore, some of them started to become weak in their faith.
但是在这里啊，保罗提醒他们哦。
But here, Paul reminded them.
主耶稣会来啊。
Jesus will come.
在我们不知道的时候就来啦。
And he will come at a time that we do not know.
所以啊，好像夜间的贼啊，你没有想到的时候，他就来到了，这个末了就来到了。
Just like a thief who comes in the night, the Lord shall come.
所以啊，我们今天啊，所以他就告诉当时的信徒哦。
That's when he told the members.
重点不在主耶稣哪一天来啊。
The important thing is not when the Lord comes.
重点是你有没有预备好被他接走啊。
What is important is whether you are ready to be received by him.
如果今天我们都准备好了。
Today, if we are ready.
耶稣哪一天来，那有什么关系？
Then it doesn't matter when the Lord comes again.
如果今天耶稣来了，你还没有准备好。
But if the Lord comes today and you're not ready.
问题就很大了。
Then the problem is very great.
我们怎么知道自己有没有预备好要见耶稣呢？
But how do we know we are ready to see the Lord?
其实有时候蛮简单的啊。
Actually, it's quite simple.
你只要看看你在过什么样的生活就好啦。
You just have to look at how you lead your life.
你只要看到你每天在努力什么就知道啦。
You just need to look at what you are laboring for every day.
你只要看你最重视、最想要什么，你就明白了。
You just need to look at what is the most important to you today.
啊，有时候啊，我们在跟信徒讲话的时候
，Sometimes when we talk to members,
有时候问大家啊，我们信耶稣的目的是什么
？We ask everyone, what is the purpose of believing in Christ?
啊，标准答案，我要回天家。
The standard answer, which is.I want to go back to heavenly home.
但是如果今天说啊，你要今天带你回家，不要啊，主啊，太早了。
But if there is a request to bring you back to heavenly home today, you may say it's too early.
所以标准真耶稣教会的答案就是我要进天国，我要回天家。
We all hear that the standard answer we have in True Jesus Church is that I want to go back to heavenly home.
哇，天国多美好，哇，天国真美妙啊。
Heaven is so wonderful and beautiful.
啊，结果问你说，那今天回来不要啊，主啊，还没有啊，我还没有预备好啊。
And if asked to go to heaven today, you may say, Lord, I am not ready yet.
所以啊，其实从我们今天生活的方式、生活的态度跟生活的目标，就知道你到底有没有想回天家。
So from our lifestyle, our attitude, and the way we actually lead our lives today, we already know whether we're ready.
啊，所以在这里啊，保罗告诉帖撒罗尼迦的信徒哦。
Here, Paul said to the members in Thessalonica,
不要软弱，不要灰心，不要失去盼望。
Do not be weak and do not lose hope.
啊，因为那一天必来，而且快来。
Because that day shall come and it will come soon.
哦，所以既然那一天会来。
If that day is coming,
尤其是我们现在已经比那时候更接近了。
Especially for us today, we know that that day is closer.
啊，到底耶稣什么时候会再来啊？
The question may be that still, when is the Lord coming?
啊，我这样子看看啊，大概对我们在座的每一个人来说啊，都在100年以内啊。
To me, I feel that it would be within 100 years.
啊，不要，到时候不要跟总会说我是假先知哦。
But don't tell the GA that I'm the false prophet.
我讲的是你跟我们个人的日子啊。
I'm talking about between you and me, it would be within 100 years.
你知道吗？当你跟我眼睛一闭上的时候，对我们来讲就结束了。
Do you know that when our eyes close, then the end is it's already at hand?
那然后就是等候最后的审判啊。
Because from that point on, it's just a matter of waiting for the final judgment.
所以我们现在在座大概不会有人活到150岁以上，可能啊，不知道了啊。
I feel that it's probably not likely that we would live, or any one of us would live until 150 years old.
有时候活那么久也不见得是好事啊。
And sometimes living for such a long time is not necessarily a good thing.
所以啊，对我们大家来说，可能我们在100年以内就要闭上眼啦。
So possibly for us here, we would close our eyes within 100 years.
所以对你跟我个人来说。100年以内，耶稣就再来了。
Therefore, to you and to me, the Lord will come in 100 years or less.
是不是这样？眼睛一闭，你就是等候末了的审判啊
？Isn't that the case? When our eyes are closed, we are simply waiting for the judgment.
啊，不太可能说死了以后啊，那再回来灵修一下，啊，再回来改变，再做点圣工啊，没有啦。
It's not possible to come back after we die, to do more cultivation or to do more holy work.
所以时间其实比我们想象的更短啊。
So time is actually shorter than we think.
啊，就是剩下我们在所剩下的时间，到底要怎么样生活
？In the time that we have left, it's about how we would use the remaining time.
会决定我们最后闭上眼的时候心中的感觉。
That will determine how we feel in the heart when our eyes.Close.
有人走得很平安啊。
Some leave peacefully.
非常有把握。
Some leave with certainty.
准备享荣耀。
And they are ready to receive glory.
有人走得很害怕啊。
Some leave in fear.
哇，挣扎，两手抓得很紧。
They struggle so much that they clasp their hands.
因为不知道自己最后要面对什么。
Because they know not what they're facing.
所以在这里保罗告诉当时的信徒。
But here Paul said to the members at the time.
在你没有想到的时候，他就要来了。
That when you least expect it, he shall come.
所以我们要常做准备啊。
That's why we need to be ever ready.
我们看回来帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章。
Let's refer back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这里说，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样， 总要警醒谨守，第七节。
Seven.
因为睡了的人是在夜间睡的，醉了的人是在夜间醉的，第八节。
Eight.
但我们既然属于白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上，第九。
Nine.
第九节，因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救，他替我们死，叫我们醒着睡着都与他同活，十一节啊。
Eleven.
啊，所以你们应当彼此劝勉，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。啊，在这里保罗告诉他们说啊，要能够保持警醒有三个要求啊。
Here, Paul said that to be sober, there are three things they have to do.
啊，第一个叫做你要警醒，不要睡觉啊。
The first is that they must be awake and not sleep.
啊，不要像别人一样哦。
Unlike others.
啊，这个给我们一个很大的警告啊。
This is a very great warning for us.
为什么他特别讲说你不要像别人一样？
Why did he say?That we cannot be like the others.
因为人很容易受到环境所影响。
This is because we are easily influenced by our environment.
我们常会觉得说啊，大家都这样，别人也这样，那我应该没有关系吧。
We often feel that everyone is doing it, and our environment is like that, so maybe it really doesn't matter.
哦，所以我们常会有一种法不及众哈，就是惩罚不会临到啊。只要有很多人就没事了啊，这种法不及众的观念啊。
We have this mentality that as long as everyone is doing wrong, the punishment may not happen to all of us.
啊，所以啊，有些人啊，为什么信耶稣信得很随便？
Why is it that some people believe in Jesus so casually?
啊，他说啊，反正还有这么多人啊，全世界几亿人都是这样啊。
They feel that there are billions of people who are like this.
哎呀，神不会这么残忍呐，神怎么舍得让我们全部下地狱呢？
God cannot be this cruel, wanting all of us to go to hell.
啊，所以我不用做最，所以啊，我不用做那个最好的啦。
So I don't need to be the best.
啊，我只要比那些最坏的好一些就可以啦。
I just need to be better than the worst.
哦，所以有些人信仰看得很随便啊。
So some people really view their faith so casually.
跟别人一样，以为这样就没有关系啦。
They feel that as long as they're like most others, it would be fine.
啊，却不知道说信仰的路是。自己在跟自己比较啊。
They really do not know that the journey of faith is about comparing them to themselves.
审判那一天是自己要来面对神啊。
The judgment, day is actually about everyone facing God himself.
每一个人要为自己的信仰负责任。
And everyone has to be responsible for his or her own faith.
啊，不管你是谁。
It does not matter who you are.
啊，不管你爸爸是不是长老。
It does not matter if your father is an elder of the church.
啊，还是你爷爷是不是传道。
Or if your grandfather is a minister.
啊，那些都不重要啊。
These are all irrelevant.
啊，因为当有一天你要面对审判的时候。
Because when the day comes for you to face judgment.
啊，主耶稣不会问你说啊，你爷爷是谁？
Jesus will not ask you who's your grandfather.
哇，这个我有熟。哦，这个会得救的。
Oh, I know this person, therefore you're safe.
啊，好啦，你是他孙子啊，啊，看在你爷爷的面子上来，让你进天国啊。
Just because you are his grandson, therefore you will be safe.
不可能的。
That is impossible.
个人要为个人的属灵生命付出责任的。
Everyone is responsible for his own spiritual life.
哦，所以啊，在旧约里面讲啊，有一个上以前的三个义人啊。
In the Old Testament, it mentioned about three righteous persons.
他说哇，这三个义人的义只能救他们自己呀。
It specifically mentioned that the righteousness of these three righteous men can only save themselves.
所以你今天你自己的义才能够救你自己。
So today, your own righteousness can only save you and yourself only.
信仰能不能成功？
Whether our faith can be successful.
最终能不能得救？
Whether we can be saved at the very end
是我们每个人自己努力的功夫啊
is really a question about our own effort.
那我有一次啊到喜乐坡教会哦
One time I went to Hillsboro Church.
啊，他们那边有一位从国外来访的一个外国的信徒哦
There was a member from a foreign country visiting.
啊，我对他印象很深啊
I had a very deep impression.
啊，但是啊我不知道他叫什么名字哦
But I don't remember his name.
啊，不对，我从来不知道他的名字。
I do not know his name.
因为我印象很深啊，他第一次见到我的时候哦。
My impression was very strong because the first time he saw me.
啊，我们不认识哦。
We really don't know each other.
我看到他就啊，你好，你好，你好。
I saw him and he said, "Oh, how are you?"
然后下一句就说，你知道我的爸爸是执事吗？
And the next thing he asked me, "Do you know that my father is a deacon?"
我不认识他。
I really don't know him.
然后就这样子，我们的 conversation 就结束了。
Then our conversation ended.
大概过了一年多之后哦。
After a year.
我们又遇到了
啊。We met each other again.
他可能已经忘记我了。
That person probably already forgot about me.
又是一模一样，看到我，你好，你好，你好，你知道我爸爸是执事吗？
And then, he said to me again, "How are you? Do you know that my father is a deacon?"
所以啊，我见过他两面啊。
So I remember meeting him twice.
我只知道他爸爸是执事啊。
I only know that his father is a deacon.
我想啊，主耶稣也知道他爸爸是执事啊。
I'm sure the Lord Jesus knows that his father is a deacon.
但是他是谁啊？主耶稣不见得知道啊。
But who is he is a question, whether the Lord knows him or not.
个人要为自己的灵修、信仰、得救付出努力啊。
Everyone needs to put forth his own effort for his salvation.
所以在这里说，你不要像别人一样。
It says here that we should not be like the others.
别人软弱不代表你应该软弱。
If others are weak, it does not mean that we should be weak.
别人失败不代表你失败没有关系。
If others fail, it does not mean that we need to fail as well.
所以在这里说，你要警醒，不要睡觉啊。
That's why it says here, let us watch and be sober and not sleep.
在这里说啊，睡觉的人是在夜间睡的哦。
It says here that those who sleep, sleep at night.
那什么叫做夜间呢？
What is night?
我们来看一下利未记的二十四章哦。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 24.
利未记的第二十四章。
Leviticus chapter 24.
利未记二十四章的第一节。
Leviticus chapter 24 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神吩咐摩西说，第二。
Two.
要吩咐以色列人把那为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。第三节。
Three.
在会幕中法柜的幔子外，亚伦从晚上到早晨必在神面前经理这灯，这要做你们世世代代永远的定例啊。这里啊是神给摩西的一个吩咐哦。
This is an instruction from God to Moses.
当他们在建造会幕的时候，
When they were building the Ark of the Testament,
里面有一个金灯台。
There is a golden lampstand.
在这里啊，金灯台是会幕当中唯一的光源啊，就是唯一的亮光哦。
And this actually is the only source of light in the tabernacle.
而且神对摩西说啊，这个灯要常常点着。
And God said to Moses that this light must be on all the time.
要从晚上点到早上啊。
From the evening until the morning.
为什么要从晚上点到早上呢？
Why does it need to be lit from the evening to the morning?
因为晚上是最黑暗的时候。
Because the evening is when it is the darkest.
因为晚上是没有人看见的时候。
The evening is the time that no one can see.
但是即使没有人看见你啊。
But even if no one can see you.
就好像有时候啊，你不在教会啊，你在外面啊，你跟朋友在一起啊，那就是你的晚上啊。
Just like when you are outside of church, you are with your friends, that could be your evening.
你进入世界，你就是在黑暗当中。
When you enter into the world, you are in darkness.
但是即使你人在晚上，身在晚上，这个灯仍然要常常点着啊。
But even if you are in the evening or in darkness, this light has to be lit.
所以马太福音主耶稣告诉我们说，我们要做世上的光啊。
That's why in Matthew, Jesus said to us that we must be the light of this world.
而且要让人能够看见，让人看见这个光啊。
Not only so, this light has to be seen by others.
所以我们今天生活当中常常活在，常常要面对黑暗的环境。
Today, we have to face environments of darkness in this life.
没有人看见。
These are times that no one can see.
没有信徒知道。
There are no members who can witness.
但是你仍然要活出一个有光明的生活来。
But we still have to live a life of light.
第二，在这里告诉我们说啊，你要他说进入到黑，他说在这里从晚上到早晨哦。
Secondly, it mentioned here that from evening until morning.
什么是黑暗？黑暗就是你最痛苦的时候。
And darkness again is referring to the time of the utmost pain.
有时候啊，人生好像进入黑暗的一个 tunnel， 黑暗的一个隧道里面啊。
Sometimes our life, it's like we are entering into a tunnel of darkness.
环境考验你。
Our environments are testing us.
朋友攻击你。
Our friends are attacking us.
同事排斥你。
Our colleagues are rejecting us.
所以啊，有时候我们生活好像生活在黑暗里面。
Sometimes It is as if we are living in darkness.
面对攻击，面对考验，面对挑战。
We face these attacks, this test, trying periods.
他说，即使你在最黑暗、最痛苦的时候，不要熄了你生命的亮光啊。
Even if we are in the deepest of pain, we cannot quench this light.
因为这个黑暗的隧道，最终走会走出光明来啊。
Because there will be an end to the tunnel of darkness.
所以在这里啊，神对摩西说啊，你这个圣殿的灯不可熄灭啊。
That's why God said to Moses that this light shall not be taken off.
啊，不管是晚上还是白天。
Whether it is evening or day.
啊，不管你信仰是顺境还是逆境。
Whether your faith is smooth or not,
都不要让这个光亮从你生命当中熄灭。
We cannot let the light disappear in our life.
好，所以在这里啊，提摩太前书告诉我们啊。
In 1 Timothy, it tells us,
他说啊，在晚上仍然要警醒谨守。
That we need to be watchful and sober even at night.
那第二，我们看第八节啊。
Let's turn to verse 8 for the second.
那提摩太罗尼迦前书五章八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 8.
那第二在这里告诉我们说，我们要将信和爱当作护心镜遮胸哦。
It says here that we need to put on the breastplate of faith and love.
哦，所以怎么样能够在这个黑暗的世界能够成功？
How can we be successful in this world of darkness?
能够忍耐到底等候主再来的日子。
How can we be patient and hold until the end for the coming of the Lord?
第一个叫做不要像别人，总要警醒。
The first is we cannot be like the others, but be sober.
因为你是光明之子。
Because we are the son of light.
啊，第二叫做你要有护心镜遮胸，有头盔戴上啊。
The second is we must have the breastplate of faith and love and a helmet of hope of salvation.
啊，就是你要有一个装备盔甲的人生。
In other words, we need to put on these armor in our life.
啊，所以以弗所书里面啊，不断的告诉我们啊，我们要穿上神所赐的全副军装啊。
In Ephesians, it keeps reminding us that we need to put on this full armor given by God.
啊，因为啊，没有穿上军装啊，一下打仗就死掉了。
Because without this armor, we would be dead in the battle.
啊，我们来看一下，我们来看一下尼希米记啊。
Let's refer to Nehemiah.
我们看尼希米记的第四章。
Nehemiah chapter 4.
尼希米记的第四章。
Nehemiah chapter 4.
尼希米记第四章的第十六节。
Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 16.
十六节。
16.
啊，从那日起，我的仆人一半做工，一半拿枪、拿盾牌、拿弓、穿盔甲。官长都站在犹太众人的后面。十七节。
17.
修造城墙的、扛抬材料的，都一手做工，一手拿兵器。第十八节。
18.
修造的人都腰间佩刀修造。穿脚的人在我旁边。好，那在这里呢，尼希米带领百姓来重建耶路撒冷的圣城。
Here, Nehemiah brought together the people to build Jerusalem again.
但是我们看到这些修造城墙的人啊，他们装备非常奇怪啊。
But when we look at those who are helping with the construction of the wall, they seem strange.
他们一只手拿工具，另外一只手拿武器啊。
With one hand, they are holding the equipment. The other hand, they are holding a weapon.
我们等一下可以试试看哦。
We can try it later on.
让两只手同时做不一样的事情啊。
Can you do different things with your two hands?
啊，你可以试试看，一只手来打计算机哦，打算盘哦。
Try using one hand for a calculator.
啊，另外一只手啊，夹面啊，吃饭啊。
Use the other hand to pick up noodles at the same time.
啊，不是这边面掉了，就是那边算盘打错了。
Either you will lose the noodles or you might key in the wrong number.
那因为啊，两只手是做不一样的事情啊。
This is because your two hands are doing different things.
但是啊，在这里说他们建造城墙是一手拿兵器，一手拿工具的。
But it says here that while they're rebuilding the wall, they're actually holding the equipment on one hand and the weapon on the other.
身上穿盔甲，腰间还配刀。
They are wearing armor on their body, and they actually even have a sword.
啊，这看起来是很没有效率的事情哦。
It seems like it's very inefficient.
哇，这盔甲这么重，天气又这么热。
The armor is so heavy and the weather is so hot.
哇，还要做工啊，脱掉算了啊。
They even have to work, so isn't it better to take them off?
啊，脱掉就死掉啦。
If you take it off, then you might die.
因为他们旁边都是敌人啊。
Because they're surrounded by enemies.
所以可能随便人家一拉弓一射你就死啦。
If someone were to catch a ball, or fire an arrow, you would be dead.
哦，所以为什么要穿盔甲？
So why is it that they have to wear armor?
为什么一只手要拿武器?
Why is it that with one hand they have to carry their weapon?
然后用另外一只手做工?
And use their other hand to work.
啊，这告诉我们说啊，我们今天在侍奉神的道路上啊。
This is telling us that in the journey of serving God today.
如果今天手上没有武器，身上没有盔甲，死得很快啊。
If we do not have weapon in our hand and armor on our body, we would die quickly.
圣工做越多，死得越快。
The more holy work we do, the faster we will die.
信仰越热心，倒得越快。
And the stronger our faith is, the easier for us to fall.
如果你身上没有盔甲，手上没有武器。
If we do not have this armor on our body, and the weapon in our hand.
哦，所以什么是盔甲，什么是你的武器？
So what is an armor and what is your weapon?
就是你灵修的功夫跟你在圣灵里的祷告啊。
That is your effort of spiritual cultivation and also the prayer in the spirit.
今天有时候啊，我们做圣工作得很忙啊。
Today we may be very busy doing holy work.
忙到最后连祷告灵修的时间都没有啊。
We're so busy to the point that we don't even have time to pray.
你知道吗？你做越多，你的灵性越危险。
Do you know that the more you do, the more dangerous your faith is?
啊，工作做完，你信仰也垮了。
After you finish your work, your faith is gone as well.
所以啊，圣经里面给我们一个观念啊。
So the Bible gives us this concept.
要做工。
If we want to do work.
但是工作当中不要嫌麻烦，你要穿戴盔甲。
We cannot consider it an inconvenience to wear an armor at the same time.
所以有的教会啊，负责人会要开很久的哦。
There are some churches that hold their church council meetings for a long time.
曾经有一个教会啊，他每次负责人会啊都要开四个小时啊。
I remember there is a church council that has to have their meeting for at least 4 hours every time.
开会好像大家的噩梦一样啊。
It is as if it's a nightmare for everyone.
但是啊，大家都有意见想要分享啊。
Everyone has their own opinion that they would like to share.
所以怎么讲都永远都讲不完啊。
So it's never ending.
为了要节省时间。
But to save time.
那就最好不要祷告啦。
Then they even say, let's skip the prayer.
哦，这个前面祷告，前面默祷，后面祷告两分钟啊。
At the beginning, let's just say a silent prayer, and at the end, let's pray for 2 minutes.
啊，剩下的时间拿来开会啊，讲啊，讨论啊，啊，吵架啊。
We'll use the rest of the time to discuss, or which essentially turns into fighting.
啊，但是啊，因为这样啊，每次开会都开不完啊。
And because of that, the meeting seems to never end.
因为他们觉得说啊，为了省时间啊，祷告拿掉。
Because they feel that in order to save time, they should take away prayer.
啊，但是后来啊，开始改变啊。
But later on, it changed.
啊，当人开始重视灵修的功夫。
When someone start to place emphasis on cultivation.
开会前先祷告半个小时。
Before the meeting, they pray for half an hour.
开会结束再祷告二十分钟。
And at the end of the meeting, they pray for another 20 minutes.
但你发觉说，哎，中间呢，开会的时，虽然祷告占了很多的时间，但是开会的时间越来越短啊。
Then they realize that even though they spend a long time praying, the actual meeting time is a lot shorter.
因为借着祷告啊，能够开始去聆听别人的意见。
Because through praying, they are able to listen to one another.
借着祷告啊，开始去思想神的旨意。
Through prayers, they are able to start thinking about the will of God.
借着祷告啊，在圣灵里面众人达到共识。
And through prayer, they are able to be unified and be one in one accord.
所以千万不要以为灵修是浪费时间啊。
So let us not think that cultivation is a waste of time.
缺乏灵修的侍奉。
Because
如果一个灵修是缺乏灵啊，如果一个侍奉是缺乏灵修的
，Because if a servitude is lacking in cultivation，
你做的越多，你越软，信心越软弱。
Then you'll find that the more you work, the weaker you get。
哦，所以我们看那个以赛亚书哦，第六章里面的记载哦。
When we look at the recording in Isaiah chapter 6，
那里讲到啊，说天使撒拉佛的侍奉啊。
It talked about the servitude of seraphim。
他说啊，撒拉佛在神面前侍奉他。
That the seraphim were serving before God.
在以色列人的观念里面哦。
In the concept of the Israelites.
撒拉佛是最高的天使。 天使当中主，他们觉得撒拉佛是最高的天使。
They feel that seraphim is the highest form of angels.
啊，被称为炽天使哈，就是火那个 flame 哈，炽天使。
They're called the angels of flame.
啊，因为他们是侍奉在神面前的啊。
Because they serve before God.
啊，撒拉佛有六只翅膀啊，三对六只翅膀哦。
They have three pairs of wings, so six wings in total.
啊，但是啊，两只翅膀遮脸。
Two of them are used to cover their face.
两只翅膀遮脚。
Two are used to cover their feet.
啊，只有两只翅膀飞翔啊。
Only two of them are used for flying.
啊，所以从你跟我的眼光里面啊。
So from your and my perspective,
以我们今天凡事要讲求效率，什么都要做到最快。
We often talk about what is the most efficient and effective way of doing things.
开车要走 highway.
We need to take the highway when we drive.
啊，吃饭要吃素食。
When we eat, we need to eat fast food.
啊，甚至连结婚都有 drive through.
We even have drive through wedding.
哦，所以什么事情都要讲究效率，快快快快快。
So this is all about being fast.And quick and efficient.
在我们的眼光来看，撒拉佛实在是飞得太没有效率了。
In our eyes, we may think that the seraphim are not really flying to the best of their ability.
你明明有六只翅膀，怎么只用两只来飞啊？
If you have six wings, why are you only using two for flying?
啊，只剩下三分之一的速度啊。
That's only one third of your full speed.
哦，如果是我们，我们一定是马力全开，六只一起用啊。
If it is us, we probably would use all of our horsepower and use all six.
做圣工，拼拼拼，冲冲冲。
When we do holy work, we just strive as far and as hard as we can.
啊，但是不要忘记啊，当你用六只翅膀飞翔的时候
，But let us not forget that when we use all six wings,
你的脸就跑出来了，追求自己的荣耀。
Then your face appear, seeking for its own glory.
你就脚就跑出来，常常数算自己的成就。
And your feet appear, counting its own achievement.
啊，所以做的很多，但是羞耻就来了。
We may do a lot, but that's when shame also comes about.
哦，所以为什么只用三分之一的力量飞翔？
Why do we only use one third of it to fly?
因为你需要用剩下的两对翅膀来做灵修的功夫。
Because we need to use the remaining two pairs of wings for cultivation.
哦，所以我们今天在参与圣工也是这样。
Today, as we join in servitude, it must be this way.
三分之一的力量服事。
A third of our effort is spent in serving.
需要有三分之第二的力量来灵修。
We need the remaining two-thirds to cultivate.
才是一个全人的侍奉。
And this would be considered a full service.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要配上盔甲，装备整齐。
It says here that we need to put on the breastplate and also the helmet.
要在灵修的支撑之下，不断的参与圣工。
That we need to serve. In the context of cultivating ourselves.
这样的圣工你做了以后才会有感动有喜乐才能够蒙纪念。
Only so can our servitude be effective and be remembered.
我们看回来帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章十一节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11.
那在这里保罗继续告诉他们要怎么样预备自己啊。
Here Paul continued to tell them how they need to prepare themselves.
十一节说，所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的哦。
Verse 11 says, therefore comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing.
啊，第三个告诉我们说同伴的重要啦。
The third thing it is telling us the importance of spiritual companions.
你怎么样警醒？
How do we be alert?
你要随时预备自己。
We need to be prepared all the time.
不要睡觉哈。
And not sleep.
你需要装备自己。
We need to prepare ourselves.
啊，第三这里说我们要。互相劝勉，彼此建立啊。
The third, it says that we need to comfort each other and edify one another.
今天我们在走信仰这一条道路啊。
Today, as we walk on the journey of faith,
千万不要走到很孤单啊。
Let us not walk to the point of loneliness.
那如果你在教会里面常常觉得自己是孤胆英雄，只剩我一人啊。
If we feel that we are the only hero that is left in the church,
大家都不热心，只有我热心。
No one is as fervent as me.
你看每次啊，教会圣工都剩下我一个人冲在前面。
Take a look. I'm the only one who is taking a proactive role in doing holy work.
只有我牺牲，只有我热心，只有我爱主啊。
I'm the only one who is sacrificing myself and the only one who loves the Lord.
常常是因为只有你很奇怪啊。
And a lot of times it's because we are the odd one.
因为你的个性很古怪啊。
Because our character is odd.
可能因为你的态度很骄傲啊。
Perhaps our attitude is of prideful.
可能因为你的沟通能力有问题啊。
Perhaps our communication is problematic.
所以人家不是不做工哦。
It may not be that others are not doing work.
人家只是不能跟你一起做工啊。
It's just that they cannot co-work with you.
所以我们有时候啊, 不要放眼望去, 觉得真教会只剩我一人啊。
So we should not look afar and think that we are the only one left in the church.
当你觉得只剩你一人的时候,
When we feel that we are the only one,
我告诉你, 你的灵修有问题。
I'm telling you that there's something wrong with your cultivation.
我告诉你, 你的个性有问题。
I'm telling you there's something wrong with your personality.
所以你没有办法跟别人同工。
That's why you cannot co-work with others.
是你把别人排挤在服侍的，把排挤在你的服侍之外。
It is you who reject the others.
然后再觉得自己, 哇, 牺牲很大, 自己很悲情。
And feel that you have sacrificed so much and are so diligent.
在这里说, 你们要彼此劝勉, 互相建立哦。
It says here that you need to comfort each other and edify one another.
所以侍奉绝对不能是孤独的。
So servitude cannot be a lonely effort.
信仰路上一定要有彼此扶持的同伴。
In our journey of faith, we must have spiritual companions.
哦，我们这样就要问问自己啦。
So we can ask ourselves.
请问我们今天有属灵的同伴吗？
Do we have any spiritual companions?
能够在这条路上不断的彼此支撑互相扶持。
Can we continue to encourage one another and help one another?
你软弱了，他拉你一把。
When you're weak, your friend, your companion can help you.
你受伤了，他照顾你。
When you're injured, your companion can take care of you.
你走不下去了，他说我背着你走。
When you can no longer walk, your companion say, I will carry you.
我们今天信仰路上都需要有这样子的同伴啊。
We need this type of spiritual companions in our walk of faith.
属灵同伴跟教会朋友是不一样的啊。
A spiritual companion is different from church friends.
我们今天在教会里可能都有很多的朋友。
Today in church, we may have a lot of friends.
所以啊, 吃吃喝喝很有同伴, 吃吃喝喝有人跟你一起哦。
That's why we always have partners in eating together.
常常互相打电话聊天。
We can call each other.
哪里有 on sale, 大降价, 一起去。
If there is some place that is going on, that has a sales going on, we can go together.
这个好不好?
Is this good?
其实这个不错, 这个没有问题的。
This actually is not bad at all. There's no problem.
你跟我都需要朋友的。
We all need friends.
我也有朋友啊。
I also have friends.
但是啊, 我们不要只有停留在朋友。
But,
即使是教会的人哦, 不要只停留在朋友而已啊。
But we cannot just stop at the stage of being friends, even in church.
我们所需要的不是只是一起出去玩，一起去买菜的朋友。
What we need are not friends that we can go shop together.
我们更要建立的是一种属灵上的联系，属灵上的团契，属灵上的好伙伴。
What we really need to build are friends who can have the same pursuit in the spirit and also to have fellowship together.
有着同一个价值。
To have the same sense of value.
有一个同一个目标,
to have the same goal.
有一个同样努力的方向,
to have the same direction to strive forward.
使我们能够在信仰的路上啊, 跑得很有同伴啊,
so that we can really have companionship in this walk of faith.
能够一起来服侍神,
that we can serve God together.
啊, 能够彼此代祷,
to be able to intercede for one another.
这个才是我们今天必须要有的属灵同伴。
This is what we truly need today. And do you have them?
如果你有这样的属灵同伴,
if you have such a spiritual companion,
感谢主, 你是有福气的啊,
thank God you are blessed.
如果你没有, 你觉得你没有呢?
If you feel that you do not have one,
你真的要祷告求神给你一个好同伴啊,
then you need to pray to God to give you one.
求主让我们信仰的路不孤单啊,
to ask God to help us, to not be lonely in our walk.
但是当你在寻找属灵同伴的同时啊,
but at the same time while you're looking for a spiritual companion,
你要看看自己,
you need to look at yourselves.
我是别人眼中属灵的好同伴吗?
Am I a spiritual companion to others?
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。我们休息十分钟哦。
Let's rest for 10 minutes.